Another well-tested use for Western Pennsylvania and Northern West Virginia's rivers? Barge traffic. Each year, millions of tons of grain, road salt, and coal move through the region on the inland waterway system. It's considered one of the cheapest and more environmentally friendly ways to move goods, which is great because trains and trucks are nearing capacity. Margaret J. Krause reports, while there's plenty of space for more river traffic, the region's water infrastructure is unreliable at best. At worst, it's devastating.
Deckhands from the towboat D.L. Johnson descend to inspect their cargo, a coal barge. They walk around its edges, the gunnels, to make sure everything looks okay. Then they loop Kevlar lines around the barge's timber heads, and a 40-ton winch aboard the D.L. Johnson pulls the barge snug against the boat. Captain Matthew Baumgartner watches from the wheelhouse.
We move a lot of coal for power plants and steel mills. You know, keeps everybody in electricity and everything.
In Pennsylvania and West Virginia, moving things by water annually generates roughly $8 billion and supports nearly 50,000 jobs, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. But it doesn't happen naturally. There's a lot of infrastructure involved. Dams hold back water to create long, navigable pools. Locks allow boats to move from one pool to the next, and together they form a sort of water escalator that allows boats to get over elevation changes. The D.L. Johnson picks up its coal barge just offshore from Congo, West Virginia. But it's here, right below some of the oldest locks on the Upper Ohio River, that doing business gets tough. The locks are smaller and crumbling, says Mark Klucheski. He's a project manager with the Pittsburgh District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. By 2028, there's a 50% probability that the Montgomery, Dashields, or Emsworth locks could fail.
I don't want to say it's a flip of the coin because that sounds trite, but at a 50% probability, that's just as likely to happen as not, and so that makes it kind of terrifying.
It would take about $5 billion to rehab and replace locks on both the Upper Ohio and Lower Monongahela rivers. If a dam went out, it could mean flooding. It could threaten the supply of municipal drinking water, and shipping would grind to a halt.
You'd be able to walk across shore to shore at the point of Pittsburgh and get your ankles wet, and that's it.
Mike Monahan is president of Campbell Transportation, the marine transportation company that owns the D.L. Johnson. It can also build and fix barges. The idea that a lock or dam could go out worries him, but Monahan's also worried about how that would affect the region's long game.
You look at future economic investment. I don't think anybody in this country would take a 100-year-old foundation and build a new home on it.
In this analogy, the 100-year-old foundation is the region's water infrastructure. And the new home?
Building out new petrochemical plants and using all this energy resource that we have with fracking and coal and all the other products we have up here.
But Monahan says if infrastructure remains unreliable, we'll see something very different.
The failure of future economic development for all the people in Western PA.
This summer, Shell Chemical Appalachia announced it would build an ethane cracker plant in Beaver County, a short distance from the shores of the Ohio River near Pittsburgh. The plant will produce the plastic feedstock for everything from auto parts to food packaging.
Shell coming to Pittsburgh is a game changer.
Mary Ann Busey is executive director of the Port of Pittsburgh Commission, which advocates for funding along the port's 200 river miles.
You also have offspring companies that will come in that either need to use your product, sell to Shell, and I think you're going to see that whole petrochemical market increase.
But Busey says it looks like Shell will only be using the waterways during the construction phase, possibly because of reliability issues with the locks and dams. Shell did not return a request for comment. However, if we can update waterway infrastructure, Busey says there's another big avenue of economic potential, moving shipping containers.
It's been successful in every other mode of transportation. There's no reason why it cannot be successful in the inland waterways.
Containers are a high-value business, moving things like electronics. The Port of Pittsburgh is working with other ports nationwide to work out the logistics. Individual companies such as Campbell Transportation are reorienting themselves too. Monahan says the future is coming on fast, and unless the region acts, we'll miss out.
I have a saying, and it's probably a little hokey, but prior proper planning, you know, prevents piss poor performance. And we need to have that planning, and we need to reinvest so we're ready for this world economy.
While it will take years, several billion dollars, and some serious coordination, everyone is hopeful the region can fix its aging locks and dams. Congress is now back on schedule to approve and fund water resource projects. Monahan calls the waterways system a blessing for this country from God. But he says getting around on them, that's up to us. I'm Margaret J. Krause with Keystone Crossroads, reporting for the Allegheny Front.